League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Neil, thanks for joining us. Did Gainsborough give FC a lesson in quick movement, accurate passing, finishing?
I don't know. They gave us a lesson in taking the three chances they created. Yeah, we were excellent. The other managers said we were excellent. They couldn't cope with us, but we didn't score. And we conceded goals that we shouldn't concede. The first one, we lose our man on the edge of the box. The second one's got to be stronger in the 50-50. The third one, the centre midfielders go AWOL, ball down the middle, chip over the keeper, half-time. 89% possession to their 11, 7 chances on goal, 16 times in the final third compared to their 1. We were brilliant, but you know, I'm hoping you give me some answers because I've no idea. I've just lost that game. No idea.
Key moment in the game, Gabbardon comes on, scores after 47 seconds, almost gets a second.
Yeah.
How frustrating was it then, quite soon after that, to go back 2 goals behind again?
We switched up middle of the park. Listen, you've got a gamble as a manager. When you play with energy and youth, you've got a gamble. It looks great, but then you take out Potson and Ennis and you'll miss the discipline. So it's kind of what do you do? You know, you want legs, you want energy, but then out of possession, you want the defensive square that we work on that Potson and Ennis do really, really well, but probably don't get us on the front foot as much. So, you know, it's kind of different times in a different game. You want a Griffiths at a Donoghue, and at times when you're looking for experience to shut it up, you want an Ennis and a Potts, but you haven't got that. You've just got to make a decision, and they're both 25-year-old. They should know to not vacate the middle of the park. They should do. But saying that, you know, they've played well. They've played. I'm not calling them. I'm just saying the third goal, when we've got the ascendancy, you protect what you've got. You keep your shape. I mean, it's a basic thing that you get told when you're a young kid. You keep your shape. You know, you wait for opportunities, and we went gung-ho, and the ball lapsed. It went straight through the middle. One ball pierced it. Curtis Jones got to come across. He dinks the keeper and scores, and it's a shocker, and in the last 20 minutes, it's just null and void. But listen, we've all been footballers. We've all been out there. We all make a decision, and I'm certainly not going to scrutinise or criticise people for making a decision. You know, some of the decisions they made first half were exceptional. Some of the play, Callum Gribbin, Regan Linney, it was a joy to behold. You know, we should score off young Connor on his debut. We Gribbs, Reeks. We created a lot of opportunities, and you've seen the fans at the end, they were singing because they know we played well.
Yeah, let's go on that positive. Gabbin on brilliant run. Exquisite ball from Gribbin. But also, a few moments later, Gabbin on hits the bar. Mm-hmm. And he's also tracking back deep into his own half right at the end. You must have been pleased with that.
Dante's come from West Lids and Chorlton. He's come in. He's took time to find his feet. The last couple of games he's been off it, he's really beat himself up. He doesn't know why. Come out, have a breather. Said to him when you come on today, just let it go, let the shackles go. If you hear a couple of moans and groans, doesn't matter. You're a winger, go and excite people. Just go and play free. Play like a free spirit, but obviously with our shape. And he did that, and he was exciting. And what we've got to try and do is develop Dante into that player that's doing it over 90 minutes consistently, because he's a great talent. And we've got so many attacking options now that are really good talents. But we haven't won the game. Another one on a Saturday, which is a real kick in the teeth.
We're pondering whether that, although we said all that doesn't make any comfort to you. But Gainsborough, Trinity, probably as good a side as come here. We play, you know, just think of some of the teams.
They are what it says on the tin. They play the way they play. They go back to front. They boom it. They stick it out of play. They play for time. They've got the threat on the attack with Donaldson. They've got pace in wide areas. Typical throwback side, you know, to good sides that do well in the National League North. They play on set pieces. It's where Neil Bishop's lined them up. And, you know, I might have a really good footballing side, but he's got the points tonight and we haven't. So, you know, but I'm certainly not going to change our DNA. You know, we've got to just keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, and hopefully the results will turn. But, you know, today's a definitely a tough one to take.
So looking ahead, Withenshaw, you'll maybe shuffle the pack, will you, for the the cup game?
Yeah, we have to.
Premier Cup.
Yeah, we have to. Got to keep lads fit. You know, Chaz has sat out today. He'll be disappointed, but it is what it is. He's just had a rest. You know, Potts has had a rest.
You've got quite a strong squad at the moment. When you look at that bench.
And we've left, obviously, Guy Hall and Rodwell Grant out today, so they'll come back in. We have got a strong squad, but we've got to have that inner belief and inner ability that we don't capitulate and we don't lose football games, because the three goals are so avoidable. But I'm not going to get better centre-halves than Halls and Jones. I'm not going to get better midfielders than Griffiths or Donoghue or Potts or any, or Woolerton. It's just a moment of lapse, and it just seems like when we lapse, we concede, and we've got to eradicate it somehow. You know, we've been on a really good run. It's been fantastic, you know, to watch. The football was fantastic to watch again today. We've got a great group who I've not even standing here, James, being arrogant. I've no doubt we'll get in the playoffs. You know, I think we will. I think the side is good, but it's going to be an up and down season where we can't throw away points like we have done today if we're going to get in the playoffs. And I'm saying that because we've got really good players, and we've got a really good set of lads, and we've got a really good team, fantastic football club. And I just think that once the cog turns a little bit, once we get motoring, if we can get into Christmas in the top six and then turn the new year, you know, we can have a real go at it. And I'm always down when I get beat, but I'm not going to be too down, because we played really, really well, and that's the comments that everyone said on the way off.
Finally, Stafford Rangers away on Saturday, next league game. What sort of game do you expect there?
Well, we've got the longest throw in world history. It comes from the halfway line to your back post. It's hard. You know, they've lost 2-0 at Shields today. They've kept Shields in a game at 0-0. They'll be big. They'll be organised. You can't play a lot of football at Stafford, but we've got to go there. You know, our away form's good. You know, if you're a betting man, you're probably saying FC to win, because our away form's good, and our home form on a Saturday hasn't been as good as what we want. But we're going to go there in good spirits. We're going to have the Manchester Cup game on Tuesday. We're going to train on Thursday. We're going to watch Stafford, watch the highlights, get the game plan, and look to go again. And you know, everyone's disappointed today, but I can't say. No, we need to change this, we need to change that. Some other people may, some other people have opinions, but I think we've played well today.
We can guarantee there'll be other opinions.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Anyway, engaging game of football. Bad luck today, but we look forward to seeing you again on Tuesday, Neil, and thanks as ever for being candid and talking to us.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.